بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدمين، ثم الصلاة على المختار في انقدمي، مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم، مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين، هو الحبيب الذي يرجى شفاعته في كل هول من الأهوال. وبعد، أيها الأحبة الأعزاء، before I say anything, I ask you people my office and my name is taken English. I just have, make me mouth, please. It's the first time I'm speaking in English in front of the member. All the students never get a chance. MashaAllah, those brilliant ulama with us. So whenever we go, for example, to give khutbah, we foreigners, we only read when there's pictures. When there's no pictures, we can't read. So we can't speak in front of people. So never had chance. For the first time, so really I'm shaking. Allahumma taqabbal insha'Allah aziz. My hazrat make dua for me, so I'm sure it's going to go well. So alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thank the Quran, tell us in the Quran, Surah Al-Kahf, لا إله إلا الله، استغفر الله، استغفر الله، استغفر الله، الله أكبر. So Allah سبحانه وتعالى tell us in سورة الكهف، واصبر نفسك مع الذين يدعون ربهم بالغداة والعشي يريدون وجهه، ولا تعد عيناك عنهم تريد زينة الحياة الدنيا. Before I speak on this ayah, I'd like to do like how my teacher, beloved Ustaz, Muallim, Murshid, Hazrat Mawlana taught us to explain one hadith, one sunnah. The sunnah prepared for today is to be beautiful the day of Jumu'ah, to make yourself, your clothes, your wearing, mashallah, something beauty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, يا بني آدم خذوا زينتكم عند كل مسجد، خذوا زينتكم عند كل مسجد، وكلوا واشربوا ولا تسرفوا إنه لا يحب المسرفين. O children of Adam, take your adornment, your beauty. I don't know how you say it in English. Something like that, adornment. The day of four masjid, when you go to masjid, especially the day of Jum'ah, when you go to masjid, you must show your beauty. Must come with nice clothes, and something not usually, and not the clothes you wear every day. But if you haven't got, doesn't matter. Just clean them properly. But if you've got, Allah give you, so you must try to the day of Jum'ah. Show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm beautiful for you. I come for you, the beautiful clothes, manners, and you know the other sunnat is all for that beauty. خُذُوا زِينَتَكُمْ. So what zina is used in the Quran refer to full and proper dress. Full and proper dress. And if you see before that ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, Ya Bani Adam, Qad anzalna alaykum libasan, yuwari sawatikum wa risha, wa libasu taqwa, thalika khair. So, your beautiful dress must be according to taqwa also, piety. Not any type of clothes. Ayyuhal ahibbatul a'izzah, after that, Now we come to our subject. وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَهُ. It's an ayat from Surah Al-Kahf that all of us hope we read this morning. And Surah Al-Kahf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned inside four stories. And in the middle of the four stories, he spoke about shaitan, the war between us and shaitan al-rajim. The four stories, ulama explain us that is the fitna of akhir zaman. First is the fitna on iman. Iman, believing, aqaid, sometimes I'm believing or not, or belief is strong or not, or I'm just a believer but I don't practice, or I practice but just little. I read Salah only at home, or sometimes I don't read Salah at all, Jum'ah, I go just for Eid, and things like fitna on iman. And amal fil iman. And then second fitna, yul ahibbatul a'izza, for materialism. Fitna of mal. To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given ni'mat. And then there's fitna of knowledge. With the knowledge, you mustn't get pride. Or to who you must go seek the knowledge, the adab you must have in front of your teachers, all that in Surah Al-Kahf. And the last is the fitna of power. When you have the power, what you do with it? How you run the things? How you run your family? How you run your kabila, how you run your country, how you run your friends, how you run your classroom, how you run your madrasa, how you run fitna of power. No matter what kind of way you're using your power, but how you running. Fitna of power. So ayyuhal ahibbatu al-izza, I want to take a little bit of time on the fitna of iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a solution of this in the Quran. Fitna can be so strong, like it was in the time of Ashab al-Kahf, that they had to leave their country, to leave their friends, to leave their family, to leave whatever they loved one, and to go in the cave there, and stay in the cave. To save the iman. To run away from, you call Dakianus, the king, Dakianus, king of Jerusalem. So strong, that no matter how was the rank, social rank, they have to run away. In Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, teach us same thing in Surah Az-Zariyat. Fafirru ila Allah. فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. Now, a lot of students here, mashallah. فَفِرُّوا فَرَّ يَفِرُّوا. You can use it, فِرُّوا فَرَّتُكُ, without تَعْدِيَة. You can use it with تَعْدِيَة also. تَعْدِيَة, you put حَرْفِ جَرْ عَلَى أو مِن or another تَعْدِيَة. تَعْدِيَة, and make it مُتَعَدِّي. So, أَيُّ الْأَحِبَّةُ الْعِزَّةِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used it in this verse with تَعْدِيَة, إِلَى, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. It means, gives the meaning of running towards something. Run towards Allah. And it takes refuge, takes protection by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. Run towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, go enter in His protection. Go enter in His protection. فَفِرُّوا إِلَى حِفْظِهِ. run to his protection. Fasirru bidinika ila siyanatihi. Run with your religion, like how Ashab al-Kahf did. Run with your religion, iman, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's strong protection. Run with your iman, run with your akhlaq. Before, people had a lot of respect to the elders. Today, the rule is to not have respect to the elders. So we must run to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, taking with us such respect, not leaving it to the new generation who destroy everything around them. Allahumma ahdina wa ahdihim jami'an. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sayyidina Abi Darda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu tell us, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us that Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salam used to repeat lots of dua. Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbak wa hubba man yuhibbuk wa hubba kulli amalin wa hubba amalin alladhi yuballighni hubbak. Allahumma jal hubbaka ahabba ilayya min nafsi wa ahli wa min al-ma'i al-barid. Hadith from Tirmidhi Sharif. One way to run to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is to run by loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, showing love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's an easy way. When you love someone, when you love your dear one, you do everything for him. Those who are married, they can remember when they just get married. First day. Whatever the wife says, she doesn't even say it. She just mean it, you already did it. MashaAllah. You just mean it, you already did it. MashaAllah. But today, was it after 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 20 years? She says once in the morning, in the night time also, I forgot. How can I forget? He repeated so many times. Love make you make wonders. So if you put Allah's love in front of you, you can do wonders. You can do things. Human being can say, that's surely the Sahaba ways. That's Sahabi ways. That's not human. That's. Love makes you like this. Ishq. You learn a little bit of a Layla Majnoon. What the level of Ishq he had for his Layla. But أيها الأحبة العزة, love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you enter the heart of the person, make you do more than what Majnoon did for Layla. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the Ashab al-Kahf, for them to succeed, for them to go to see khair, because in this period they couldn't see khair. For them to be able to see khair, they had to sleep. Allah make them sleep. Allah make them sleep. For us, ayyuhal ahibbatul aizza, in this period of akhir zaman, in this period of the jaliyat, ways, we have to be awake. We have to keep our heart alive. Give life to our heart. Give life to our ibadat, devotion. Give life to all our a'mal as-salihah. And to give life to our ruh, to give life to our nafs, ayyuhu al-ahibbatu al-aizza, the way is what? Is zikrullah. Then they had to sleep. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala occupy everything and show them what they want after 300 years. We don't sleep. We don't have to sleep. We have to stay awake and keep our heart alive. Zikrullah hayatun bil qulub. Life Life is in dhikrullah. Life is in remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, say Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say, مَثَلُ الَّذِي يَذْكُرْ رَبَّهُ وَالَّذِي لَا يَذْكُرْ رَبَّهُ مَثَلُ الْحَيِّ وَالْمَيِّتِ. Often we think that hadith is only for sita sifat. Chain number. Subah mein chain number jo hai, jab kuch neend aata hai, ye hadith sun kar neend aata hai. No, no, ye hadith iske liye nahi hai. It's not for sleeping in sita sifat, that's chain number. No. That hadith is explaining what you must do to stay alive. What you must do to stay alive, a life in the fitna of Dajjal, a life in your work, in your business, in your family, in your family, with your children, with your parents, with your ahl wa ayal, I must, every one of us must bring that hadith in their life. It's what? The example of those who make zikrullah. And those who don't make zikrullah is the example of a dead person and a live person. You make zikrullah, you are alive. And you don't make zikrullah, you are dead. No matter who you are, no matter who you are, you don't make zikrullah, you are dead. You need to stand up, you need to wake up. And the waking up, the only way to wake up, ayyuhal ahibbatul a'izzah, is by remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by making the zikrullah. And another hadith, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, reported, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَلَائِكَةٌ يَتُوفُونَ فِي الطُّرُقْ يَلْتَمِسُونَ أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ. That's the riwayat muttafaqun alayhi. يَلْتَمِسُونَ أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ فَإِذَا وَجَدُوا قَوْمًا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ تَنَادَوْا هَلُمُّوا إِلَى حَاجَتِكُمْ هَلُمُّوا إِلَى بُغْيَتِكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a special group of angels. That special group looks for majalis al-zikr. Majalis al-zikr. The places where people remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The group of people who makes zikrullah, ahl al-zikri. When they found people making zikrullah, they see to them, they call each other, halumu, ta'alaw, ta'alaw. Come. We found what you people need, what you people looking for, we found it. Come. Another hadith, it's used for akhirat, okay? It's used for akhirat, for death, but you can use it also. Man ahabba liqa Allah, ahabba Allah liqa'ahu. If you want to meet Allah, Allah would want to meet you. Look, ayyuhal ahibbatul a'izzah, ashab al-kahf, for their protection, for their iman, they ran to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with hubbullah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects them. And he told us the story. If we do the same thing, we run to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in a time of fitna, in a time of difficulty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also help us, like he helped Ashab al-Kahf. And ayyuha al-ahibbatu al-a'izzah, we all need example to boost to boost our iman. We all need examples like we've got the Sahaba example, we got some qisas in the Quran, and they say like that. Al-musibatu idha ammat khaffat. When a problem becomes general, everyone's got COVID, so no one thinks about COVID. When there's only one, two, then everyone speaks about COVID. When a musibat and a problem becomes general, becomes easy to accept it. So when all of us we're going together to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it becomes easy to walk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us an example in the Quran. وَلَنْ يَنْفَعَكُمُ الْيَوْمَ إِذْ ظَلَمْتُمْ أَنَّكُمْ فِي الْعَذَابِ مُشْتَرِكُونَ. This example Allah shows us. Normally, when you people are in group, big jama'ah, in a place, they think the people are in. Like a problem, like it speak about azab al-qabr, or azab al-jahannam. It becomes easy normally. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that day, the big group won't come to help you. Normally it's like that. Yeah, is the exception. Al-musibatu idha ammat khaffat. When everyone runs towards something, it becomes easy to run to the thing. I had a neighbor, his name was Jean-Paul. He used to like bicycle race. And mashallah, on those days he passed away. I used to go visit him every day, sit with him, talk to him. And one day he told me, let me explain you the bicycle race, how it works. Okay, go on. He told me, you saw those people ahead. I said, those ones, they're going to win, surely. I said, no, never they're going to win. No. I said, how? They're 10 tens of kilometers ahead, tens of minutes ahead, how are they going to? I said, no, they will never win. Why? Subhanallah. He told me, because they're running alone. The only few of them, one, two. And those, the big group behind is big enough to relayer, how you say in English, one group go ahead, pull everyone, another group go ahead, pull everyone, another group go ahead. And that is faster than what they're doing ahead. I said in my heart, subhanallah. It's that when in the group, when you're in the jama'ah, when you are in the jama'ah, you always walk far. Like how they say, the African people, they say, if you want to go far, go with the jama'ah. If you want to go fast, go alone. But there's no guarantee of reaching far. If you want to go far, go with the group. Look, when you go with the jama'ah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes you very, very far. They give this ulama, they give this kisah of Sa'laba, Ibn Hatib al-Ansari, that when he went out of the jama'ah, because of his kata, the sheep and everything, when he went out, he became slow there. He used to come less to Jama'ah, to the group, to Masjid Salaf, Jama'at. And he used to come also, and there comes the difficulty of Zakat and Mal, like how ulama say it. So staying with the group, Ayyuhal Ahibbatul Aizza, is a Rahmah. Like how Ashab al-Kaf, they never want one. They wait to be a group enough so they can go out easily. And so it's easy for them to leave everything, easy for them to go stay in the cave there, not knowing what is going to happen tomorrow. Sayyidina Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu gives hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam anna rajulan qatala tis'atan wa tis'ina nafsan. Everyone knows the hadith of the person there who killed 99 persons, and when he went to get a sheikh, it was maybe someone like me, kacha, he asked him, hal min tawbatin? 99, tawba, astaghfirullah. No, I kill him, finish you also, go with them. Allah mahfazna. No, he went to go see Sufiji, like a lot of Muslims, like, MashaAllah, our elder, Al-Hajj. I always tell people about one thing you taught me, you were in the office there. You came, I was in last year, you came, it was Mawlana Mansur, Allah irhamhu. And me, and there's another Mawlana, maybe Mawlana Musa, maybe Mawlana Ridwan, another person also. And you asked me, Fatih al-Din, what is takdir? I get panic. I say, that's old man. You want to put me in a problem? Rather, I don't answer. You say, Fatih al-Din, what is takdir? Explain me takdir. I say, no, Haji Sahib, you explain me what is takbir. When I insisted, Haji Sahib told me, takbir is what? You did wrong. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, exact example you give, you did wrong, so Allah make you hit someone. Why you hit this one? Because you did wrong. Allah didn't like it, so He makes you do wrong. And why that one? Because He did wrong. Because He did wrong, so that I get the hit. It's not like that. May I remember? And I always give that with your name, Al-Hajj. MashaAllah. So you want to see a, MashaAllah, a real alim. Sahib al-Qalb. Sahib Al-Khayr, and I ask him, Hal min tawbatin? I told him, yes, is tawbah. There is tawbah. But for the tawbah, you must do what I'm speaking about. You must do what? In salik ila ardi kada wa kada, fa inna biha unasun ya'budun Allah ta'ala, fa'budu Allah ma'ahum. Hadith muttafaqun alayhi. Go from France, go to Azadville. There are these people worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Go worship Allah with them. That is your tawbah. But why ask? What he asked? He asked, Hal min tawbatin? Is there a way to make to get tawbah? So he told him, go sit with the pious people. And go worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with them, and you'll get your tawbah. So, أيها الأحبة العزة, if you want توبة, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the way by this hadith here, that you must go stay with Ahl al-Khair to get Khair. That's what our Hazrat always teach us, but Suluk and be in the way of Suluk and stay with Ulama, so we get the, inshallah al-Aziz, the Khair. The person who's got a habit, good habit, to read Salah in a Jama'ah. Got a habit to read Salah with Jama'ah. That person, for him to delay Salah, is hard. That person, for him to make Salah alone, is hard. And we cannot think about that is one day in his life, he's going to leave Salah completely. Because His habit is to read Salah with a Jama'ah. The barakat of Jama'ah, the benediction, the barakat of Jama'ah, push the people, the person, to stay always in this amal. And if you go far from the Jama'ah, man shazza, shuzza. The one who goes away, pray the son will get away. Allahumma ahfazna. So, in another hadith of Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu, قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول ما من صلاة في قرية أو بدو لا يقام فيهم الصلاة إلا قد استهوذ عليهم الشيطان فعليكم بالجماعة stay with the جماعة. You people, 2-3, you don't read Salah together, Shaitan take away from you. Allah mahfazna. Stay with the Jama'ah. Stay. No matter what, sometimes people, mashallah, no, people don't think like that, but by us, they sometimes say, people tell me, I'm not coming to the masjid. Why? You're not coming to masjid? You know, the masjid, all munafiqin. Okay, alhamdulillah, all munafiqin. That's one, and that's one, and that's one. And everyone is wrong, but him, mashallah, is the only right person. Right? Alhamdulillah, at least there's one right person. There's one right, alhamdulillah. Everyone's wrong, there's one, alhamdulillah. See, kafa. Everyone is wrong. I say, do you go to the shop here, the mall? I say, yes, yes. But the guy is there also. I'm not same. Do you go to that place to buy your bread? That place, yes. But the guy is there also. He goes there. So don't go there. Do you go to work and tell what does that factory? Yes. But the guy is working there also. So only in masjid, your problem is only in masjid. Maybe because you think masjid is supposed to be pious people inside and they're all munafiqin, that's why. Event and be pious or fasting. Maybe you think like that. I get some getaway from him. Miskin. Maybe say like that. No. That's wrong way of thinking. Even if they're all wrong. Like how you say. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He sees they make salah to Jama'ah and He accept this salah. And you? Even if you read 25 times the same salah, you will never get the hasanat they got. 27 times you will never get the hasanat they've got. So you're depriving yourself from khair by you staying far from the Jama'ah. Ashab al-Kahf, they taught us that. By staying together, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower them with His mercy. سيدنا ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنه in حديث mentioned in Tirmidhi and Hakim, he mentioned that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم say يد الله مع الجماعة يد الله مع الجماعة. Hazrat always explain when we read Salah, no one say we say nice words. اهدني الصراط المستقيم. No one says like that. But you're reading Salah alone. You read Nafl. You're reading Nafl. It's not Salat al-Jama'ah, it's not Farz. It's Nafl. Why you say اهدنا? Must say اهدني? Guide me. Because you're making dua for you. قصدت الصلاة بيني وبين عبدي قسمين. I divide the salah between me and my slave, two group. You asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why you must be ihdina? Because teach us jama'ah. Even if you're reading salah alone, in the darkness, in the corner, far corner of your house, you still have to say, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Guide us. Guide us. Not me. Guide us. اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. يَدُ اللَّهَ مَعَ الْجَمَاعَةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers mercy on Jama'ah. So, Muslim, mu'min, must never hesitate to join the Jama'ah. Because the Jama'ah always take you high. You yourself in your corner, you can go high, but you can fall down quickly. And there's no one to beg you. And when you are with the Jama'ah, there'll be always someone to beg you, to tell you, Hazrat, Maulana, I think here it's supposed to be like this. Hazrat, Maulana, with all the respect, Hazrat, Maulana, I think we should do like that. I think maybe it's wrong, but I'm seeing the thing that way. And when you're mustaqil bil ra'y, you only think you, what I think is right. I'm the big Maulana. I'm speaking about myself, not you, but your people. I'm speaking about myself. You people are always in Jama'ah. Me, I'm alone in my corner. Maulana Nurullah. Not you, inshallah. It's me alone. I'm alone there in Bandum, no? So I'm speaking about you. When you mustaqil bil ra'y, ayyul ahibbatul izzah, you start doing mistakes and taking the mistakes as a hasanat. And when you start taking your mistakes as a hasanat, you must be sure, 100% sure, you took the wrong way. And you're going far and fast to the wrong place. Allah mahfazana. Aussi, our Hazrat always give us the Sohba. To understand the Sohba is the story of the juice in Ramadan in the fridge. When you take your glass of juice, you put it in the fridge, you don't need to make dua, Ya Rabbi, make it cold. Ya Rabbi, Ya Allah, Ya Rabbi al-Alamin, Ilahi, ij'alhu bardan wa salaman. You didn't need to make du'as like that. Don't need. You just put it in a sahbat and it's going to become mashallah. Like how you want it. If you put it outside, it's cold also outside. Maybe it won't become like that. Maybe it will become more cold or such a way that maybe it's not the way you like it. When you put it in the fridge, is going to become like how you want it. So stay, sahaba, stay. The sahaba, they become sahaba because of sahaba. No sahaba, no sahaba. Or maybe become khabi sahaba, dream sahaba, maybe dream sahabi, possible maybe. But to become a sahaba, to become a sahabi, you need the sahaba. You need the company. Without the company, you cannot become companion with the friends. You cannot become. To become a sahabi, you need the sahba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in Ashab al-Kahf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches the benefit of sahba. They stay together, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala show them. In another hadith, عن سيدنا أبو موسى الأشعري رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إنما مثل الجليس الصالح والجليس السوء كحامل المسك ونافخ الكيري. The example of good صحبات and bad صحبات is the example of حامل المسك, the one who sells عطر, مسك, perfume. Other gives you. Other you buy from him. Other you get good smell. And if you stay, you stay with the forgeron. The one is pumping fire. Huh? Pumping fire, I don't know if it's a good prediction. Translation. Mouth if I made a mistake. You don't know if it's a good translation. He's pumping the fire. You stay with him. Either you get burn your clothes, either you get bad smell. Huh? The company is like that, Ayurahibat al-Aizah. You must stay in the company of people, but which company? You must choose the Ahlullah. The people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they, the company is the good, is the best, is the one who's going to take you far ahead. And that hadith is a strong dalil, proof, to tell us that the company plays on you, the group where you stay plays on you. If you work in calculation. Only do calculation, huh? For the, that's one salary of that one. People understand what I'm trying to say. You become like that. You only think Cartesian numbers. 2 plus 2, okay. 2 rakat plus 2 rakat. Hasanat, come see. You think with numbers. Because you stay with numbers, people who stay with numbers. You stay with people who's basit, and it's simple minded. You become also like them. Even if you're really here, you become a little bit like them. You start thinking like them. You stay with Allah. You start not only singing with them, but you start like them, thinking like them, but speaking like them. So it influences your way of wearing, your way of going, coming, your way of thinking, the way of speaking. And even your emotions, ayyuhal ahibbatul izzah, even your vocabulary, the words you use, become like them. So ayyuhal ahibbatul izzah, company plays on you. So everyone must see, unzuru man to Khalid. Everyone must see who is our friend, who's with who we stay, and with who we go around. I had a friend. I've got a friend. His name is Adlan. He's from Sheshan, Checheni. His friend is a mashallah, strong friend. Passed away just now, a few days ago, last month. And he told me, it's normal. I can't feel nothing. Not even sadness. Not even, I can't cry. It's like nothing happened. It's normal, sir. And he's telling me, I feel like crying because I think my heart is gone too far, kasawa, too hard. Huh? This, my friend, I spoke to him last night and today he passed away. I can't feel nothing. Maybe my iman is gone away, no? Asking me like that. I told him, you Chechen, you from Chechen, isn't it? What you saw there in Chechnya, that's what plays in you now. So what you say, you saw too much death. That's why when you see death, it doesn't affect you. So the company you are plays on you. Plays even in your emotions. Crying or not crying. Crying for this or not crying for that. All that depends on who you're sitting with, who you are with. MashaAllah, Alhamdulillah, rich comment. JazakAllah. I was really, really scared. I was really scared to speak in front of you people. That's the last of my speech. Because I think I'm not the one. It's supposed to be Maulana Mufti Nurullah. But I'm happy to speak in front of you people. Why? Because I take myself, I thought, since Maulana told me, Maulana Musa and Maulana Ziyad, Jazakumullah Khair, Barakallahu Fihim, told me, I say, I'm a child, I'm going to give report to my elders, to my asatiza, to my mashaikh, to my friends, to my family. I told my wife, make dua for me. She said, don't worry, just think and speak. You speaking to your family. It's your family there at that village, your house. Just think you're speaking to your family. So I'm very, very happy to speak in front of you people, to share a tajruba. Because not knowledge I share, few people got more than me. But it's a pleasure to speak to my asatiza, so you people can correct my way of thinking, my way of speaking, and I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who give me this opportunity to speak with you people. And I thank also the father of Mufti Nurullah, he is in front of me, Muhammad Rafiq Bhai, who encouraged me a lot to be here. And I thank my Shaykh Hazrat Maulana, who always make dua for me. And I always feel not murid, I feel like a child. I'm his child, and he do whatever he think he make dua for me. Jazakumullah khair. Allahumma jalna min al-ladhina istamiyuna al-qawla, fa'atamithu. Jazakumullah khair.